Hello, this is Anvati. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, June 24th, and coming up in today's episode, AIADMK faces backlash over anti-Periyar video at Lord Muruga conference in Madurai. Film Workers Union demands revoking actor Diljit Dosanjh's citizenship over casting Pakistan actor in Sardar 3. After actor Shrikant's arrest in drug case, police probe the money trail and target a cartel angle. And Iran-Israel ceasefire lasts only minutes as Iran launches strikes against Israel. The AIADMK is facing sharp backlash after a video critical of Dravidian leaders Periyar and CN Annadurai was played during the Lord Muruga conference in Madurai, an event organized by the Hindu Munnani and supported by the BJP. The incident has now turned into a controversy, with the AIADMK accused of remaining silent while its founding icons were openly criticized. The video was screened in the presence of several senior AIADMK leaders, including Deputy Leader of the House, R.B. Uday Kumar. Its content, which reportedly questioned the legacy of Periyar and Annadurai, caused immediate uproar, especially given the AIADMK's roots in Dravidian ideology and its continued reverence for Annadurai. The ruling DMK moved swiftly to condemn the incident. DMK spokesperson Dr. Saeed Ahafizullah said, and I'm quoting, "Even God will not forgive a spiritual event being turned into a political meet," unquote, accusing the opposition of allowing itself to be mortgaged by the BJP for political gain. The AIADMK, then caught in a politically awkward position, has distanced itself from the video. Party spokesperson Kovai Satyan said the screening was inappropriate. Quote, "They could have avoided using this video. In future, this has to be avoided and no room should be given for fodder to rivals," unquote. Senior AIADMK leader S.P. Velumani also responded, warning critics to not doubt the party's respect for its leaders. Quote, "You know how our leader responded when our late leaders were insulted," he said, referring to the AIADMK's previous decision to temporarily break ties with BJP over similar controversies. Despite the controversy, the party has not indicated any plans to exit the BJP-led alliance. The conference, attended by thousands, was a part of BJP's ongoing strategy to expand its influence in Tamil Nadu by aligning with local religious and cultural events. Actor and Andhra Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Pawan Kalyan was present at the event, adding a star appeal to the panel. BJP-appointed governors, including Tamil Nadu Governor R.N. Ravi, also took part in prayers at an exhibition showcasing replicas of Lord Muruga's six abodes. However, the row over the anti-Periyar video has largely overshadowed the BJP's outreach efforts and left the AIADMK struggling to defend both its political partnership and its ideological roots. The Federation of Western India Cine Employees, or FWIs, a film industry workers union, has asked the Government of India to revoke Punjabi actor and singer Diljit Dosanjh's citizenship. They issued a strong condemnation against Dosanjh and the makers of the upcoming film Sardarji 3. They urged the Government of India to blacklist the actor and his team and has appealed directly to Prime Minister Narendra Modi to cancel their Indian citizenship and seize their passports. The move follows widespread controversy over the inclusion of Pakistani actress Hania Amir in the film's cast. The trailer for Sardar 3, a Punjabi horror comedy, was recently released, drawing criticism for featuring the popular Pakistani star. FWIs has taken particular issue with the timing of the casting in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack and subsequent military response, Operation Sindoor. In an open letter addressed to the Prime Minister on Monday, FWIs described the casting as an anti-national act, claiming it disregards national sentiment and violates the union's ban on Pakistani artists, which India had undertaken in the immediate aftermath of the Pahalgam terror attack. Quote, "We respectfully urge that their passports be revoked without delay, that they be permanently barred from availing any rights, privileges, or representation associated with Indian citizenship," the letter reads. Alongside Dosanjh, producers Ganbir Singh Sidhu and Manmohan Sidhu and director Amar Hundal have also been named in the directive. The letter alleges that their involvement with Hania Amir brazenly insults the Indian film industry and amounts to a betrayal of our country and its people. FWIs has further claimed that Amir has publicly spoken against India and its armed forces and accused her of supporting propaganda hostile to the nation. The letter describes her as a vocal propagandist against India and criticizes the team for overlooking her past comments. The union has also approached the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, along with the Central Board of Film Certification, calling for a ban on the release of Sardarji 3 within India and urging that the film be denied certification. The film is anyway set for an international release this Friday, and Diljit Dosanjh's team had not announced an Indian release, but now it further seems unlikely to see an Indian release if the demands from FWIs are acted upon. As of now, there has been no public response from Diljit Dosanjh or the production team. Tamil actor Srikant is facing serious legal trouble after being arrested in connection with a widening drug investigation in Chennai. A day after his arrest, exclusive information from police sources accessed by NDTV confirms that investigators have obtained documentary evidence pointing to his involvement in the purchase and consumption of cocaine. According to senior police officials, the evidence includes digital transactions, chat records, and mobile data that establish a pattern of communication with the known drug suppliers. Authorities have also uncovered a money trail linked to the procurement of narcotics, which they say strengthens the case against the actor. Srikant was earlier summoned and questioned for several hours at a police station before being placed under arrest. Blood samples collected from him reportedly tested positive for drug use, though the full forensic report is yet to be released publicly. Police sources say Srikant's name emerged during the interrogation of several suspects connected to a broader drug network operating in and around Tamil Nadu. The chain of arrests began with two individuals, Pradeep and John, a Ghanaian national who was detained for alleged possession of cocaine. Their statements led to the arrest of Prasad, a former AIADMK functionary, following an altercation at a Chennai pub. Investigators believe this sequence of events had helped uncover a large narcotic supply chain with suspected cross-border links. Srikant's alleged association with certain cartel members is also under scrutiny. The 2002 debutant, best known for his role in Rajakutam and Nanman, has acted in nearly 70 films. His legal team has yet to issue a statement. A Chennai court has remanded him to judicial custody till July 7th. Meanwhile, the case has triggered a political storm as well. Opposition parties AIADMK and BJP have blamed the ruling DMK for the state's rising drug problem. The DMK has countered, saying arrest demonstrates that law enforcement is working without political interference. Tamil Nadu's top police officer DJP Shankar Jiwal recently told NDTV that the state remains a transit hub, not a manufacturer for narcotics, particularly in routes headed towards Sri Lanka. He maintained that the state continues to record among the lowest levels of drug usage nationwide. Iran has broken the ceasefire deal with Israel minutes after it was forged. Sirens sounded in northern Israel today as the army warned of incoming Iranian missiles hours after both countries agreed to a ceasefire deal. Iranian media earlier reported that a test ceasefire was in effect till 7 p.m. local time, during which Israel would not initiate any military option. The Jewish state said it would watch the response of Tehran before announcing a longer ceasefire. With the new wave of missiles launched by Israel, the question looms whether Israel will continue with the ceasefire agreement post 7 p.m. Earlier in the day, Tehran and Jerusalem accepted a ceasefire plan proposed by U.S. President Donald Trump to end their 12-day war that roiled the Middle East. But the ceasefire with Israel came into effect following several waves of Iranian attacks on Israeli-occupied territories. At least four people were killed in the southern Israeli city of Be'er Sheva on Tuesday morning after an Iranian missile hit a residential building. The launches came after Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said Iran would stop its attack if Israel ended their airstrikes. A video has emerged from Be'er Sheva which shows the residential complex being completely destroyed by the Iranian missile. The clip shows remains of burnt gas and trees outside the building where the warhead had hit. Iranian state media said Tehran launched five waves of missiles at Israel moments before the ceasefire between the two Middle East forces was expected to begin. Quote, The fifth wave of this morning's missile attack from Iran is on the way to occupied territories, it posted on Telegram just before 4 a.m. GMT. The adversaries had been swapping missile fire since Israel carried out surprise preemptive strikes on Iran against Iran on June 13, targeting nuclear facility as well as military sites, and prompted Trump to warn of possible massive global regional conflict. Israel had agreed to Trump's proposal for a ceasefire with Iran. However, it had said that Israel will respond forcefully with any violations of the ceasefire, Prime Minister Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu had said earlier in the day. Just hours before the ceasefire, there was another military attack by Iran which had killed 7 people in the southern Israeli city Be'er Sheva, where the second attack also took place. It had struck a residential building. Iranian assault was reportedly in response to the ongoing airstrikes. Speaking ahead of the ceasefire, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi stated, Iran will stop its attack if Israel halts its airstrikes. The statement suggested Tehran was willing to end hostilities, provided Israel also held fire. However, that doesn't hold true anymore. Earlier in the morning, Israel's military confirmed missile launches from Iran. In a post on Telegram, the military said, and I'm quoting, a short while ago, sirens sounded in several areas across Israel following the identification of missiles launched from Iran towards the state of Israel. Despite frequent missile fire over recent nights, Israeli casualties have remained comparatively low. Authorities credit this to their emergency alert system and widespread public adherence to safety protocols. Residents regularly receive early morning alerts via text message, followed by air raid sirens instructing them to seek cover. Many Israelis have been relying on underground shelters, including public transport stations and car parks, as secure spaces during missile attacks since the conflict erupted again on June 13th. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV with Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.